You're listening to Lost Trail Runner Podcast. This is Ron, coming to you from little town of Lilburn, northeast of Atlanta in the state of Georgia. I do most of my running at Stone Mountain Park, which is located approximately 6 miles from my palatial podcasting studio. My blog is located at losttrailrunner.blogspot.com. Let's hit the trail and go running.
And now, here's our host to tell you more about what's coming up next.
During this episode of The Lost Trail Runner, we're going to go to Chick-fil-A with myself and Laura after our 9.5 mile run on Friday afternoon as we eat our lunch and just talk. And then after that, the next segment will be running at Lilburn Park on my birthday. Hope you enjoy it. Well, I'm glad I got that over with.
Me too.
We got to get back on being on the plan.
Yeah, I know. I should be now.
I think next week it's 5 half miles instead of a long run.
Yeah.
So. No, I've had about 2 or 3 weeks. It seems like I haven't been on my plan at all either. But like I did the half marathon. But next week I didn't run much. I don't know why. I just didn't. I mean, it wasn't because I was injured or anything.
Right.
And then we did that 8.5 miler. And then this. I worked 3 days at the golf course this week, and
the rain.
And it rained. And it wasn't just regular rain; it was tornado warnings and all that stuff. I wouldn't mind just running in rain.
Well, and see that. Like I said, I had that going out there.
I don't know how a lot of people, when they have to travel with their work and they're on doing training. They're able to stick with it and do their mileage, and I can't do it. Whenever I go somewhere, I just get run down or something.
Well, because you're eating out. No matter if you try to eat healthy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just. Your body gets all messed up.
I guess it's just because my routine's interrupted and I've got a certain pattern of how I do things, and then when I throw a monkey wrench in it, I don't adapt well.
Well, I had all intention. I brought my stuff.
Yeah.
But Tuesday I felt so like crap. I mean, they provided us with lunch on Tuesday. I didn't even go to lunch. I went up to the room because I felt bad.
Yeah.
And so I was like.
It's no fun to travel on business and feel lousy too.
And I think it was that sandwich that I ate because that's all I was thinking. Was that sandwich?
What sandwich?
Bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich I ate.
Where was that?
You know, Carnegie's Deli from New York or wherever, the famous Carnegie Deli.
No.
Anything all right for you guys as well?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They have one in the hotel there.
Oh.
Like the Rat Pack and all them in New York, or they would eat there or wherever.
Yeah.
But everything was, it was like the bacon was like really sweet or something. I don't know, it was just something. And then, have you ever gotten fries where you can just smell the grease?
Yes.
It was like, that's what that smell was like. It was,
this kind of rancid, greasy smell, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like a fry daddy that's been used too many times.
Yeah.
Which if I get a smell that makes me, it'll mess my stomach. Because I remember, this is so funny, and I know, you know how you remember things in life that, and I'm like, why I remember this, I don't know. I must have been in first grade, because when did you and Mom get divorced? When I was in first grade.
No, when you were 8 years old.
Okay, well, remember, we used to ride to school with the Romans that were down the street.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going to school, and they had grape Hubba Bubba gum, and the smell made me sick. I will never forget that. So I was 8 years old or younger, because I remember that.
Hubba Bubba gum?
It's called Hubba Bubba, and it was grape flavored, and the smell just made me sick. And that's what, that when we ran that day, and then when I came back and I felt sick, I'm wondering, because remember we went by those garbage cans and it smelled like somebody had gotten sick. Like, oh my God.
When we were running? Yeah. Okay, so we restarted our
program today. So we're
program
on week three.
So we'll go to week four this coming week. After I do Disney, I think I'm going to switch to. I got a book. I think it's got 51-hour workouts in it, running, biking, and swimming.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to start rotating some of those.
Right.
Then pick a race next year sometime and start training for later on.
I don't know where I'm going to go. Probably
not. I think the thing to do, though, is at least one day a week do a long run. Like,
I think so, too.
Or do 800s, either one of them, alternate them. Like with a training schedule?
Right.
Because if I think if you do that,
you'll stay in shape.
Yeah, you'll keep your basic whatever. So you don't have to go so far when you get on a training schedule.
8 or 9 miles is,
you don't have to start all over again.
Right.
You know?
8 or 9 miles, I think, is
10's a good even number.
Every other week.
Or even the one we've been doing, 9.5.
Yeah.
Ten's just easier to keep track of. You go out 5 miles and turn around.
Yeah.
You don't have to go, well, 4.75.
Yeah, or do two loops.
Two loops around a mountain. Back when I was doing about 30 miles a week, that's what I'd do, is do Saturday or Sunday, we'd do two loops around the mountain.
Yeah, I think.
But we were doing them between 8.5 and 9 minute pace, too.
I'll probably keep running a race or so a month. I like doing that.
Yeah, do a half marathon a month. That way it'll keep you in shape.
No, but what we should do is look for a different one from Disney and next year do Doesn't Nashville do a country music? They do the country music one, or, you know, find another one that.
I think they got a rock and roll half up there.
In Nashville? I think it's country music.
Oh.
But I mean, or that one down in Florida that, there was one that that guy posted on his thing that looked, that, I don't think it was a, was it a, the Zasparilla? Is that a half marathon?
Gasparilla?
Gasparilla or something.
15K.
There was, I mean, they're fun ones to fall over because, you know those,
Good one, a good one is Jacksonville River Run. It's a 15K.
I mean, if I go to St. Augustine.
I ran the, I think I did the Jacksonville River Run 15K. I think I did it in 65 minutes one time. Did a 105. At that point, it was the only 15K I'd ever done. And I like that distance, 15K.
What is that, 9.3.
It's not as long as a half marathon, but it's a long distance run, you know?
Yeah. Or like, doing that Bermuda one was fun.
Bermuda half? Bermuda's expensive, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. That place is the most expensive place I've ever been to in my entire life.
Really?
Oh, yes. Yeah, they had a Kentucky Fried Chicken there. And we went. And they had a snack pack, and it was $12.50. It was like nothing. So we went to the grocery. They had a little grocery store, which I guess, I mean, they're a little island. They have to import everything, pretty much. A thing of mustard, a little, because we were like, well, let's buy stuff to make sandwiches.
Mm.
Mustard was $7.
Huh. Well, how'd you do in that half marathon?
I don't even know. I need to look. It was hard for me.
Was it?
It wasn't hilly or anything. I don't think I was in good enough shape for it. I probably would enjoy it a lot more now.
Yeah.
And it was cold, believe it or not. We had crappy weather.
Really?
The day of the race. At least towards the end of the race, the weather got worse and worse. And I must have been slow because I remember there was hardly anybody left at the
Where?
Coming when I finished.
Oh, yeah?
There wasn't hardly anybody, like, out there. One time around the island, because that's that.
Do you stay in Hamilton?
Mm-hmm. I think
Hamilton's the capital.
Yeah. Well, it's only 12 miles. The whole island's 12 miles. So the half marathon was one time around, and the other was two times.
I think there's more islands that make up Bermuda than just that one, though.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
But we went there. It was fun, though. I mean, because I carried a camera. And I don't ever think I got those pictures to... Because I carried a portable camera.
Well, now with cell phones, with a digital camera built in, you can just take pictures and send them right down.
Yeah, because that was in 99. I need to go look up some of those times and see what I did. But they're on public transportation and public health care.
Who?
Bermuda.
Oh. Well, see, they're small enough they can do that.
Yeah. They're all public, everything. And I remember watching the news, the TV, and their police don't carry, they carry guns, but they don't have real ammunition. They're
rubber bullets?
Rubber bullets. And because
well, those things hurt, I think.
Yeah. When we were there, there was something with this guy that had taken somebody hostage or something. And that, so they were talking about it on there. I said, that's pretty interesting. They have these machine guns or whatever, but they're not, you know.
Yeah, but you get blasted by some rubber,
yeah, I know,
rubber bullets out of a machine gun, you're going to know it. But you might as well get shot by a regular one. Probably have bruises this big around.
But I thought that was interesting.
Break ribs.
Yeah. That was a neat place. We went down in this cave. They have these caves. It's Halloween, you know, probably.
Halloween? This is Friday the 29th.
Yeah, but they probably dressed up at their work today.
I'd be embarrassed.
I'm going to get some more tea somewhere.
Texting. I'm not. Checking email.
Have you been over?
Yeah.
Huh?
Rob?
Hmm?
You said Rob?
I said I've been checking email.
Oh.
Huh. Here's something from Brooks Running. Brooks Running says, ta-da. We've just launched an all-new brooksrunning.com. Sure, there's great new artwork, fun videos, and other goodies, but this beauty is more than skin deep. We've added loads of information to help you choose the right shoes, apparel, and accessories for you. We've improved our search engine so you'll be able to find things faster. We've added a wish list feature so you can keep track of the stuff you want and share the list with your friends and family. We've also streamlined our checkout system to get you offline, quick, and out on a run. So I can make a wish list so you guys can buy me something.
Yeah.
Oh,
is my dad's birthday.
Oh, is that it, huh? Okay, ready to go. We'll run around the loop here and then go that way. Because the new part's in the shade mostly, I think. Isn't it?
Yeah. All shade.
Hmm?
It's all shade.
They made this wider. Didn't they? Yeah. That wasn't that wide.
Well, maybe that's for the bikers, huh?
No, that's for the runner. I had too much key lime pie.
It's going bump, 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 bump. I gained 3 pounds and it's all right here.
When did you do that?
Last week.
Oh. I thought you burned that off when we ran.
Yeah,
the...
but then I've eaten pie today and I ate Chick-fil-A. I had pie last night, candy.
Feels slow today. Yeah, see, they made that wider. It goes right on around. All gravel. Running trail. Yeah.
Oh, it feels so good in the sun.
We can go that way.
This way?
Yeah, there's too much shade. Isn't that cold? It's like 72.
I ate pretty good like yesterday, but then Johnny bought one of those pies. But he bought the chocolate silk pie.
The what kind?
Chocolate silk crisp forever pie.
Uh-huh.
He bought pie 2 days. So, I'm done. I'm giving out all my candy tonight. I don't want any candy left.
And we got Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Yeah, I know, for a while.
And we got
Babe Ruth.
Kit Kats. We got Snickers. And we got Tootsie Rolls. Uh-oh.
What?
22 feet behind. I only have it set at 12:30. That means we're really going slow today.
Yep. Oh, well, what kind of gift did you want? I'm going to email you.
Do what?
Amazon card.
What kind?
Yeah. What do you want?
What do you mean, what do I want?
I mean, I went to Kroger on the way, but they usually have Amazon cards.
Uh-huh.
I didn't have any. I just have to email you.
Doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, is there one you'd rather have?
No. Okay. Either iTunes or Amazon.
Okay. I gotta call my grandma when I get home.
Your who?
Grandma.
Why?
Her birthday's today, too.
Oh, is it?
You didn't know Grandma?
No.
Her birthday's today.
Well, if I did, I forgot it. I mean, I haven't been around your grandma for about 30-something years.
I
think about the last time I saw them was when they had that place up in North Carolina. And how long ago was that?
I don't know.
A while, huh?
Yeah.
It was outside of Franklin, wasn't it?
Yep. Well, it was in Franklin.
Well, I mean...
it was up in the mountains.
Yeah. So I haven't.
Hi.
Hi. So that was the last time I saw him, probably.
That's what we should do for Thanksgiving, is go to our ranch.
That's such a hassle, though, taking everything up there.
Well, next summer, why don't we go up there, Tom?
Good. Do some run on the Appalachian Trail. This right up the hill from there.
A couple of times this year. I was like, well, go stay but lay by the pool. Yeah, I didn't run yesterday, did you?
I worked.
I don't have an excuse.
I was going to ride my bike trainer yesterday evening, but I never did. As usual, if I put it off in the evening.
Yeah. It's then later and later.
Yeah, and then I go, it's too late.
Yeah.
I think the last two times I rode it, it was like 9:30 at night. In that range.
What y'all should do back in that room is my boot camp lady in her bottom basement in one of her rooms. She's got this rubber stuff that's like interlocked. That's where all her like gym equipment is.
Is it like a padding stuff?
Yeah, I mean, it's,
or is it hard?
No, it's hard. It's rubber.
I mean, you lay down on it to do exercises?
We don't in there because there's not enough room.
Oh.
I'm sure.
Do you have a bike trainer sitting on it?
No, because she's got other stuff in there.
Like what?
She's got a bench.
It's on that rubber stuff?
Yeah. And she's got a bar thing that pulls down that you can do rows and pull. And then she's got
that's 11:36 mile.
Yeah, no, you're going fast.
I'm going fast. That's keeping up with you.
And she's got all different size weights, so she's got a holder for all the weights. And then she has another piece of equipment that you sit on and you can do the arm. And then in her closet.
So it's like a weight room.
Yeah.
And mostly.
In her closet, she's got one of those pull-up things like you got.
Oh.
And her bike trainer. She's got a little bike living room down there.
Oh. We'll get right up to these people again.
That's what I was doing with that lady in that race.
Oh, was it?
As soon as I'd almost get up to her.
Well, we'll just keep on going.
Start beeping.
Yeah. Yeah, but you had it beeping 10 seconds. 2 seconds isn't quite as bad.
I don't know, she's probably going, God, is it ever going to stop?
Could you hear mine go off?
Nope. But I had headphones on.
Oh. What were you listening to?
My iPod.
I mean,
random shuffle.
Oh. Was that just music?
I did run a race last year, and I listened to a book. One of the ones I bought.
You gotta subscribe to some running podcasts. And
I need to bring my computer over.
Some of them are pretty interesting. I got different ideas of what they're doing for training stuff.
Well, and also, whenever I run, I always shuffle my tongue.
Uh-huh.
And I do need to get some other material. Because I've had the same tongues on there. I mean, I had some. For the most part. We'll be doing 10-minute miles.
That's okay. That means we'll be doing faster in races. So we're at 11:25 pace now. A minute and 5 seconds faster than what I got it set for. Like it's supposed to rain like Wednesday and Thursday.
Wednesday and Thursday.
What about Wednesday and Thursday?
That's when it's gonna rain.
Yeah.
Well,
supposedly.
Yeah.
Things can always change. On the 6th, didn't it?
Is it next Saturday?
Yeah. Midnight.
That's what I thought about.
Hi.
Slept till like 9:30 this morning.
You did?
Yep. So hopefully I'll be good to go. Hey.
I woke up at 7:30 and laid in bed till about 8 o'clock, checking email on my iPod Touch.
How far are we running for?
4.3. Actually, 4.89, but... Or 4.... Yeah. 4.29.
Right.
I rounded off. It's really 4.8287. So you round that off to 2.9. And if you round off 2.9, that's 3.0. Huh?
Why do you want to run this? So you have a certain amount this week?
No, that's 6.9K.
Yeah, but why did you want to run 6.9K?
Because I'm 69 years old. That's 6.9.
Okay.
I didn't want to run 69 miles.
I didn't either.
Or 6.9 miles. So 6.9K works out.
I saw this guy yesterday and he had a, you know how you get the 13.1 or the 26.2?
Uh-huh.
He had a 70.3. What is that?
That's half Ironman. Half Ironman, 70.3. Full Ironman is 140.6.
Yeah. Must be an ultra person.
No. 70.3 is not an ultra distance. It's just a half Ironman. That's a
half marathon.
That's a 1.2 mile swim, 56 mile bike ride, and a half marathon.
Well, that's a lot.
But that's not an ultra. That's just standard half Ironman.
Right.
But now WTC, World Triathlon
right.
Corporation that does the Ironmans,
yeah.
They're coming out with a new series, which is basically the Olympic distance, which is
what, a marathon?
1,500 meters, 40K bike ride, and a 10K run. Then a sprint triathlon is usually about less than half of that. Usually a sprint's about 400-yard swim, 12 or 13-mile bike,
5K.
And a 5K. That's what you ought to train for. They've got a...
Where am I going to swim?
Lake Lanier. They got a try up at Lake Lanier next June called My First Try.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. And it's a sprint distance.
Yeah.
And they have the swim course laid out, so if you're not a if you're not a good swimmer,
yeah,
and you get tired, you can stand up and rest. It's in shallow water. And then they said you can walk your bike up hills if you want to.
Oh, then that's just my style.
But it's the first, it's your, like your first try.
Right.
We're trying to promote people getting into triathlon.
Yeah. That's so cool. I need help.
And then the next day they have my next try.
Oh, so if you want to do one day and one the next day?
Well, they actually have two each day.
Right.
And what they got is like somebody that's already done one,
right,
they can do the next try the first day. And it starts about 15 minutes ahead of my first try.
Right.
And then the people in my next try have to worry about the first try people catching them. It's kind of an incentive to go faster.
Right.
And then the next day, they have my next try.
And my super try.
And my first try for people who want to, like they did their first try on Saturday,
right,
they could do their next try on Sunday.
And then,
or people could do their first try on Sunday.
Huh.
It's like a marathon, it's a try
weekend.
Try festival, weekend festival.
And that's in June?
Yeah. But your instructor couldn't do them.
Well, no, but she could train people to do them.
Oh, yeah.
See, her neighborhood's a good neighborhood. It's not far from me, and it's huge. Is that Traditions in Bradleton?
Yeah.
It's huge. And they actually have swimming pool. But if I wanted to ride my bike, that would be a good place to go drive,
uh-huh,
without being in traffic.
So I've been thinking about maybe training and doing my next try.
Yeah.
On that Saturday. Yeah. The last one I did was probably 1991.
Well,
I ought to be able to do my first try.
Well, it would be my first try. I've never done anything with swimming. I did those remember when they were biathlon?
Uh-huh.
I only did one.
Run, bike, run?
No.
Just bike and
I
run?
I think it was just, and that was the hardest thing ever. When you get off your
they
bike
They used
and
to
run,
have them where
96 Rockies.
You'd either run and then bike.
I'd rather do that.
Or bike and then run.
Because if you bike, when you get off your bike, your legs are rubber. And you can't hardly run.
They're also stiff.
Yeah. That was the only I did that. That was it.
96 Rock?
Yeah.
That was in 1991, I think. I had that shirt on the other day.
Oh, did you?
But you might not have done the same year I did it.
She does bike ride.
Yeah.
Rode a bike in the neighborhood one time, we were going to go down to Jekyll and we never did. See, to me, Jekyll has a half marathon.
Yeah.
To me, that would be fun.
There's also a new cycling series. I don't know if they have any over here on the East Coast, but on the West Coast, it's called the Centurion Series.
Yeah.
And it's a 100-mile bike. And you get a timing chip, and you can race it or just ride it.
It takes me.
But you get official timing, just like
right.
in a race.
Right.
So, and they have age groups, just like in running.
Right.
Which is kind of neat.
Yeah.
Of course, I couldn't ride 100 miles right now.
I can tell you, I can't run fast, ride 5 miles.
I was thinking about doing Bragg this coming year, though, because they're talking about starting at Georgia Tech and going to Savannah again.
Oh, really?
And going through all the good towns.
Yeah. Metter.
Yep. Go through Hinesville.
Statesboro.
Probably Statesboro. .7 tenths ahead of ourselves. Average pace 11:11. I'm really trying to stay ahead of 11:21. Yeah.
On your days that you're not doing a long run.
Yeah. So I want to get where I can do these run walks at a faster
right.
average pace.
Right.
So I'd like to be able to do Disney under a 10-minute pace.
Oh, that's what you're shooting for?
Yeah. Since I probably won't break 2 hours, I can at least try to go under 10 minutes.
Sounds like runners.
As we stomp by. What was that?
30 minutes.
Oh. 1:58 left. Hi.
Well, after the distance, I gotta get another goal. What's that?
Do that sprint try. In June.
Just swim and bike.
What you do is you cut it back to, you don't run as much.
I know, but I don't have any place to do it.
Sure you do. We got about a mile left. Now we're warmed up, we can go down the other trail. What do you mean?
You have to set it every time.
Yeah.
That's just for that one workout.
Right. That's why it's called a quick workout. You set the time, the distance, or the
right.
distance and the pace, or the time and the pace. And
right.
then you just run whatever it says. And you don't have to think about it. You just run until it says you're done.
Right.
And you can compare it to what you had your goal set at.
Right.
Because one of the screens will have your goal pace
Uh-oh.
On one side.
Right.
And look, the screen's split in half.
Right.
And on the other side, it'll have what you actually did.
Okay.
Where it said if you wanted to average 12:30,
right.
it'll show that. It'll show the distance. And the pace and the time for that, what the total will be.
Right.
On the other half of the screen, it'll show what you actually did.
Right.
Distance, pace, and time.
Right.
And what that average was.
Whew.
I'll show you when we finish. It's in the history thing. At least I think it is. Or it might just be a screen. If there's cars coming, just turn to the left, run up the sidewalk until they're gone. Come on. Slow as they're going, we might.
We might be running faster than they are.
What are they stopping for? There's no people. Yeah.
People don't know how to drive.
They don't. They can't read signs. That's for sure. Says for stop for people in the crosswalk. There's nobody in the crosswalk, you don't have to stop.
Yeah, but I'd hate to be in the crosswalk because half the people don't stop.
They only stop if you're not there.
Yeah. Well, that's a drugstore and I didn't get any mulch.
You didn't.
I didn't get any.
For what?
I got all sorts of places where I need just a little bit of extra.
Oh, yeah. What?
I almost swallowed a bug. That time I think
the other day I ran at Stone Mountain. When we ran at 9.5,
yeah,
I had bugs all over me.
Man.
Or it might have been the day I ran by myself. So I don't remember any bugs the other morning. I ran in the afternoon.
Right.
And I did my 5K loop. And I had little bugs stuck to my shirt and on my face and on my neck. Any place I had sweat, they were stuck to. There were these little soft gnat type things.
I would think it'd be getting too cold for bugs.
They seem to be out now.
No. And I go with my mouth open.
I go with my mouth open, but I have my tongue touching my front teeth up top.
Yeah, so if anything flies, it's going to get
stick to the bottom of my tongue. Then I can spit it out.
Yeah. No, mine just goes straight in my throat.
See that little divider up there?
Yeah.
We turn around there.
Yeah, Ryan should have ran on David's birthday. It was only 1 mile.
Yeah. That was an 11:01, fourth mile.
I haven't run a 5K, so November 13th, I'm running that one. It's probably going to be big, so I won't get in my age group.
What one?
Lake Lanier Island.
You ought to run the 5-miler at Stone Mountain on the 6th.
I'm sure we have a fishing tournament.
Oh.
Unless I was going to run the 10-mile, because I think...
That's an 11-mile a week we got to do.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was going to do that 10-mile. So, I fish that. I may have to go to Stone Mountain on Friday myself.
Well, I'll go. So I'm doing the same thing.
Yeah, but if you're running the... Well, you'll just run the 5-mile.
Oh, I probably won't even run it.
Oh.
I'll probably be working that weekend anyway.
Right.
And if I did it, I might run and walk it to see how my speed's doing.
Right. I'm still talking fine.
Huh?
Still talking fine, running faster. That's much faster.
That's good. That means it's comfortable.
Yeah.
We'll run straight down the gravel trail. So we should be finishing pretty soon.
Yeah. They must be where that food is.
No, they're all over here on us. We're done. You win. Training complete. Average pace 11:08. It's only 2 seconds slower than my trail race. See, here's what it. See how it split?
Oh yeah.
Actual 47:47, 2.9, 11:08 pace. Right. Goal 53:37, 2.9 miles, 12:30 pace.
Huh.
We can walk this way on the gravel. This will be trail walk here.
Oh, okay.
So I got 6.9K on my 69th birthday.
That's right.
We've come to the end of another episode of the Lost Trail Runner podcast. I want to thank you for downloading and listening to episode 61. If you want to get in touch with me to leave comments, you can go on Twitter at twitter.com/losttrailrunner, or you can leave comments on my blog, losttrailrunner.blogspot.com. You can also send me an email at losttrailrunner@gmail.com, or you can leave me voicemail on Skype at losttrailrunner. And last but not least, you can go to the comment line, which is 206-350-3517, and leave comments. So until next time, this is Ron signing out. Bye.